Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I want to be a soul winner for Jesus every day. He's done so much for me. I want to aid the lost sinner to leave his erring way and be from bondage free. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul
on the things that we can expect to come to pass in the last days. We know that many of those things have come to pass already. We know that the nation of Israel has become a nation. Jerusalem has become the capital of Israel. We know that the nations are setting themselves against that little nation. These things are all predicted in the Word of God. We know that earthquakes are happening all over the world. If thousands of people aren't killed, they don't even report them anymore. So these are the signs that God wants to look at and realize that He is soon coming back for His bride. And as we will get closer to the end, we will see people turning away from the God that their forefathers have worshipped. We know that the Chinese and the Russians have outlawed God from in their countries for a long time. But we can already see, and we are seeing, how God is being outlawed in Canada and in America. God is not allowed to be worshipped in the schools. We see what these things are doing to the children of this nation. So as we get closer to the end, we will see people turning away from the God of their forefathers and worship the God of the heathen. The New Age movement is making big inroads in North America. People are worshiping the sun, the trees, the animals. We know that people want to clean up the environment. The pollution is becoming unbearable. But the problem is the people that are trying to clean up the environment, that are pushing for that, are worshiping the earth. Their agenda is that animals and plants are more important than people, and they will do everything to push their agendas. They have infiltrated the governments. They are now in the governments calling the shots. So we can see interesting things happen in the very near future. For this message today, I will give you examples on what happens today and what happened in the past when people worshipped the gods of this world. Instead of worshipping the true God, they worship demons. And this we definitely see all over the planet. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, O Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the people. Help me to bring it forth the way you are showing it to me. We know that this is serious. Seducing spirits have touched many lives today. People are turning away from you, God, and they are worshiping devils. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will anoint this message. You will bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the main reasons I am preaching a message like this is so that people will take to heart and understand the timetable we are in. Jesus is about to come back. The handwriting is on the wall. What has been predicted 2,000 years ago by our Lord Jesus Christ, we are now seeing happening. John the Revelator looked into the future. He was shown the things that will come to pass. And we are now seeing these things happening. It's just a foretaste of what really will happen. But we are definitely seeing these things beginning to come to pass. And the Lord God has said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. During the hour of the tribulation, the Lord God will destroy the gods that people worship. I have studied the Old Testament, and I have found out that people, the people of God and the people of this planet, can get away with a lot of stuff. But when they worship other gods, when they start to worship other gods, then the Lord starts to bring the hammer down. Let's take, for instance, the nation of Egypt. The Israelites were being held prisoner in that nation. And the Egyptians were worshiping different kind of gods. The Lord God, through Moses, struck at these gods. The River Nile was worshipped. And what happened? The Lord turned those waters into blood. They worshipped the frogs. What happened? The land was filled with frogs. They worshipped their cattle. What happened? God destroyed their cattle. And we have to understand, cattle in the Old Testament represented commerce. It represented the wealth of the people. And this is what's going to happen in North America and the rest of the world. The wealth, the prosperity that people are worshiping is going to be destroyed. It's going to become so bad that people will work a whole day for one loaf of bread. Starvation. People will starve to death. The Bible teaches us that the Egyptians worship the sun. And what happened? Incredible darkness came upon those people. Now I want to show you what will happen during the tribulation. We definitely can read that the same things will come to pass. The sun will be darkened. All the grass and all the trees will be dried up and will be burned off. The Bible teaches us that very clearly. The Bible teaches us that during the hour of the tribulation, the sun will become very hot. It will scorch the people. And that there's going to be a period of incredible darkness, that you're going to be able to feel that darkness. We can definitely read how God is going to destroy every living plant upon this planet. And what are we seeing today? The environmentalists, the New Agers, they are worshiping those things. And this is incredible when you think about it. The Lord will strike at the heart of their gods that they worship. I want to give you an example that has never ceased to amaze me. I don't know how many of you know about the crocodile hunter. He was a young guy from Australia who would go out and he would hunt crocodiles and show you how he did it. And this guy in the beginning, I enjoyed what he was doing. But then he started to preach about millions of years ago, about evolution, how evolution has brought the perfection of everything around him. He was a earth worshiper. But what happened to that poor guy? The very thing that he worshipped killed him. Something very unexpectedly. Just simply killed him. The world was stunned. But you know what? In my spirit, I knew it was going to happen even before it happened. God only looks at blasphemy so and so long, and then he brings judgment. This is what we are going to see. The judgments upon the gods of the people. This is why the tribulation will be so horrific. God will systematically destroy the gods that people worship. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 20, the Bible teaches us how many people will be destroyed by the plagues that God will bring upon this earth. It tells us in verse 20, yet they repented not of the works of their hands. They would not stop worshiping devils. They would not stop worshiping idols of gold and silver and brass and stone. And neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their theft. When a person willfully turns away from God, regardless what God tries to show him, he does not want to repent. It says they will not stop their fornications, nor their murders, nor their sorceries. Sorceries is witchcraft. They're into worshiping Satan, even though the very proof is before them. They will not turn away from these things. And what really saddens the heart is this. when the people of this planet finally came to realize that there is a God, they still rejected him. An angel flew through the heavens in the last 3.5 years and told the people of this planet not to worship other gods, but to worship the true God. Yet they did not repent. It tells us in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, when finally the Lord God came back, it says, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich man and the mighty man and every freeman hid themselves in the den in the rocks of the mountains. They said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? It tells us when the heavens departed and they saw God coming back, instead of falling on their faces, they tried to hide in the cliffs and in the rocks and in the caves. This is how a man's heart becomes when he rejects God. It becomes so hard, he does not care. This is why the lake of fire has been created. It has been created for the devil and his angels who are past repentance. They will never repent anymore. And neither will a person who rejects God all the way to his death. God has given us a chance. He has given every person on this planet to turn to him and worship their Creator. And he is pleading with everyone. But it seems like that people don't want nothing to do with him. This is hard for me to understand. But the handwriting is on the wall. People are willfully turning against their Creator. It must sadden the heart of God to the point where it would break. And the Bible teaches us that God does not want to destroy his creation. He loves his creation. But if they do not come to him, what choice does he have? He knows that if he allows sin to continue, it will destroy not only the earth, but it will destroy also heaven. That's why the lake of fire was created, because there are only two things that can contain sin, and that is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal lake of fire. So what will your choice be? Will you turn to Jesus for this great salvation, or will you continue thumbing your nose at God? God, he loves you. He has patience with you, and he is willing that you do not perish. Turn to him today. Don't allow your pride to destroy you for eternity. I want to say this again. Don't allow your pride to destroy you for eternity. We have one chance at this. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that there is the judgment. How will you be judged when you stand before the God of the universe? No amount of pleading will help. Once you get into that presence of God, of the throne of God, there is no mercy if you don't have the blood of Jesus covering you. The Lord will open your heart to this incredible truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Oh, dear friends, this sinful world is lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing?
ones who know not Jesus, as they're being led to the tempter's snare, would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
Keep your faith in your heart consecrated. Every hour, every day, are you prepared? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down?
For this part of the program, I want to explain to you something that is incredibly sad but true. We will take the crocodile hunter for an example. He's that young guy out of Australia who had a young family. He worshipped the plants. He worshipped the animals. He was a very energetic guy. I enjoyed watching him in the beginning, but my heart started to ache for him when he started to explain how evolution has perfected everything. He was an earth worshipper. He worshipped the created more than the creator. Now let's look at him now. If this guy did not repent and turn to Jesus, then he is in hell right now. I don't want to judge him. I don't know where he is. Only the Lord knows and he knows. But let's say he died without repenting. The green grass that he worshipped, he is not going to see anymore. The trees that he worshipped, that he loved so much, he is never ever throughout eternity going to see anymore. The crocodiles that he loved so much, that he showed to the whole world on his TV programs, the world was fascinated by him, but he is never ever going to see a crocodile again. The waters that he dove into to wrestle with a crocodile, he is never ever going to experience again. He will be crying out for water right now if he has rejected the Lord God. He will be screaming in agony as he forever sees eternity stretching ahead of him. Without crocodiles, without animals, without water, without green grass, without trees, without any air. Only the eternal lake of fire and brimstone will be around him forever and ever and ever. I want you to imagine that for a few minutes. The sadness that brings to the heart of God, for God to have to do that. Oh yes, we have many who teach that a God of love will not punish his creation like that. But the plain truth is, the Bible teaches us that this is exactly what he will do. I want to read to you a few scriptures out of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. It tells us in verse 10, "And the devil that deceived the nations was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. And there he was tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. and the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books of according to their works. And I saw the sea give up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is scripture that I'm reading. These things will happen. They have been foretold by the God of the universe. And the God of the universe declares that neither jot or tittle will be taken away. Heaven and earth will pass away first before God will change anything that is written in the Word of God. And what He has written, that will come to pass. We may think God, a God of love, who created this universe, who loves his creation, will not judge people like that, will not punish people like that. There are many who teach that, but the Bible teaches us this is exactly what he will do. We know for a fact that it grieves the heart of God to the point of breaking, but he will not go back on his word. So I'm asking you today, do you know this Jesus? If you are nonchalant about Jesus, don't be. We only have one chance. The Bible teaches us, it is appointed unto men once to die. After that, it's the judgment. And where the tree falls, there it shall lie. Do not allow this day, that day, to overtake you without turning to the Lord for salvation. For he is willing that you do not perish. But if you will not turn to him, then you will have to suffer the eternal lake of fire. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.